mighty busy, and this is why David Cameron has gone for Obama, he's President Obama's chief of staff, the ever-present assistant to the campaign trail and in the Oval Office. Reggie Love, he was Obama's favourite basketball buddy and unofficial ambassador, has joined Team Cameron. Now, he's not the first foreign election guru hired by one of the main parties back in Britain. LBC's political editor Theo Usherwood has been investigating.
Not many people can boast that they've had an on-stage endorsement from the President of the United States, but if your name is Reggie Love, you can. He was Barack Obama's closest aide, his constant shadow, and now he's coming to work for David Cameron.
The White House, you've got so much infrastructure. There's Secret Service, there's the military office, there's planes and helicopters that are doing things at certain times of the day.
Reggie's been hired by the Tories to lead their strategy online, but in truth, he's still going to be playing second fiddle to another foreign import, drafted in to win the election for the Conservatives. This man. When it comes to fighting elections, it seems the Tories are just like Dorothy. They have their very own Wizard of Oz. His name is Linton Crosby, a brash Australian known for one thing above all else, winning. You just have to ask London Mayor Boris Johnson. Mr. Crosby ran his successful campaigns in 2008 and again 3 years ago in the midst of a deeply unpopular coalition government. Boris is in no doubt as to who deserves the credit.
Speaking personally, I think he's one of those guys that, you know, when you see walk into the room, your mood lifts a bit. I think he's a fantastically positive guy and did a wonderful job for me.
The market for election gurus is a bit like the market for top football managers. It's small, it's global, and money talks. To his supporters, Linton Crosby is the Jose Mourinho of election gurus. It'd be stretching it to compare David Cameron to Roman Abramovich, but you get the point. The Tories want to win in May, and that's why they've crossed the globe to find a man they believe can deliver victory. So what makes Linton Crosby so good? Well, his philosophy is very simple. To win, you need to concentrate on a core message. Or as he puts it in Australian, you need to get the barnacles off the boat. This is what he had to say when he was interviewed by some students a few years ago.
People, I don't think, generally vote on policies per se. They vote for what they think about you and your values and what you think about them. And they vote for what the policies that you take to an election say about what you believe in and what they show about whether you understand people or and so forth. But they don't actually vote for a particular policy.
So what about Labour? Well, they've invested heavily in Barack Obama's chief strategist, David Axelrod. You may remember this campaign slogan.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
It is perhaps the most successful political tagline in modern times. And Ed Miliband is hoping to harness Mr. Axelrod's Midas touch in the final weeks before polling day. It's costing Labour a few pennies, but if reports are to be believed, Mr. Axelrod is taking a distinctly hands-off approach. Labour's press office even failed to spell his name correctly as they announced on Twitter that Mr. Alexrod was joining their campaign. For Mr. Axelrod, the key to winning is a solid field operation, making sure that your volunteers are out there in key seats, winning over voters.
It isn't people like me who win these elections, it's people like you, everyday people across the country, organizing, rallying, fighting, not just for a party, but for a shared vision of a better future.
Not to be outdone, the Liberal Democrats have enlisted a South African strategist called Ryan Coetzee. But really, this election is a battle between Linton Crosby and David Axelrod, two foreigners fighting it out to decide the future of the United Kingdom. I might be at risk of sounding like a disgruntled politics fan, but I only hope that by the time the 2020 election comes round, one side might be able to recruit an English campaign manager.
Great work there by LBC's political editor Theo Usherwood, spelling that out. We'll come to your reactions on these extraordinary claims by Shirley MacLaine. No shortage of views on that. That's in just a second. In the next hour, I'll remind you again, your opportunity to put your calls. Delighted to say, Phone Farage is back here exclusively.